be deduced from Scripture. We all know that. The writer of this article said, quote, "The entire matter would have been better expressed had the divines articulated a more manifestly covenantal statement indicating that the Scriptures are a sufficient guide to the various covenants God has made with various covenant people," end quote. In a vague way, he particularly suggests that the expression faith and life ought to be interpreted only in the narrowest religious sense. Now, here's the amazing part to me. What made him, this author, back away from the unqualified affirmation that the Bible contains all things necessary for God's glory, man's salvation, faith, and life? What made him back away? He changed his mind about biblical sufficiency when he saw a survey. Survey says. The survey indicated that the divorce rate among evangelicals is about the same or worse than the divorce rate among unbelievers. Any of you hear about that? Here's what he writes, this author. "The large practical matter that has influenced my thinking about the matter of the sufficiency of Scripture has been the publication of findings that the evangelical divorce rate is roughly the same as that of unbelievers. If we ask why evangelicals divorce at the same rate as those who do not necessarily recognize the Bible as a source of authoritative guidance, the answer must be something like this." And then he goes on to quote what I said, that Scripture is manifestly not sufficient to teach people how to attain that end. I'm not even arguing that point, which I think we would all argue. Two Spirit-filled people walking in Christ are probably going to get along okay. The writer goes on to suggest that believing in the sufficiency of Scripture probably will work against the success of your marriage. He writes, and I quote, "I would suggest that part of the reason our unbelieving friends succeed as often in marriage as we do is that they are never hoodwinked by any misunderstanding of the sufficiency of Scripture." End quote. Where did he get this survey? Well, it came from the Barna Research Group, and it was released in December of 99 with a press release titled, "Christians are more likely to experience divorce than non-Christians." The press release had the following statistics. 27% of born-again Christians have been divorced, compared to 24% of non-Christians who have been divorced. If I may add a footnote, there was nothing in the survey, because I went back through all of it, through all of their organization to get this information. Nothing in the survey, first of all, indicated whether these people had the divorce after or before they became Christian.